From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. Football, desegregation, and civil rights? Sound like an odd trio? Well, not to Samuel G. Friedman. He's a New York Times writer, a Columbia School of Journalism professor, author of the new book, Breaking the Line, and my guest. Sam, lay out your premise.
Breaking the Line tells the story of two things that happened during the 1967 football season. One is this incredible on-the-field rivalry between Grambling College and Florida A&M, the two greatest of the black college teams with the two greatest coaches, Eddie Robinson and Jake Gaither, as they head through the season and prepare to meet in the black college championship game, the Orange Blossom Classic, which was played for many years right here in Miami. Simultaneously, there's an off-the-field story, which is about what both coaches are doing during that season to really make a contribution to the civil rights movement. In Eddie Robinson's case, he's very deliberately developing James Harris to become the first quarterback who'll be able to break the color line in the NFL and forever lay to rest the canards about a black quarterback not being intelligent enough to play that position. And Jake Gaither at FAMU is going quietly, subtly to the political leadership of Florida to get permission for what will be the first ever game between a black college team and a white college team in the South. And it's a game that when it's played in 1969 between FAMU and the University of Tampa, it's also the largest act of racial integration of a public space in the history of the South.
How difficult was this to accomplish?
Well, it was very difficult to desegregate, and in football, more than in most other aspects of life, one of the fascinating things I found in Breaking the Line is that for years after schools like Alabama, LSU, Georgia, Texas had been forced to admit a few black students under the pressure of federal court orders and sometimes federal troops, they still kept their football teams all white because football had, I hardly need to tell you, such a great importance, almost a religious following in the South. And there's really a view that if you could continue to have championship football teams that were all white, that that somehow was proof of white supremacy. And so the effort to bring integration to the football field and to the coaching ranks was very much in the mind of Eddie Robinson and Jake Gaither, even though they knew that once integration came, it would probably diminish the programs that they had. But they could see what the greater goal was here.
In regular desegregation, we would see the clashes. But I don't recall, and I was young, but I don't recall seeing any clashes over trying to integrate the football teams per se. Did that happen? I mean, I never heard about the National Guard coming in.
You know, one of the great achievements of Florida A&M's game against Tampa in 1969 was that there was great fear that it would set off riots, that it would set off unrest. What would happen if FAMU beat the University of Florida? What would happen if it beat FSU or Miami? And that was one reason that the Florida Board of Regents only gave verbal approval for that game to be played. They would not put it in writing. They didn't want their fingerprints on this controversial social experiment of an interracial football game. But in fact, you had this tremendously tense and competitive game between Tampa and FAMU. It went down to literally the last play, and you had 45,000 people packed out in Tampa Stadium, and there was nothing untoward about it. And that mattered enormously as far as providing evidence that you could integrate public spaces on a large scale and have emotional intensity surrounding it, and it wouldn't blow up into unrest.
And the book is?
The book is Breaking the Line.
Thank you so much for being our guest in a football fall.
My pleasure.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.